Mm-hmm. So today.
Right, rock,
right, rock. Today, I wanted to do something which we didn't do in the past. It's a little bit of a segue. It has to do with Hanukkah, but it's not the regular stuff that everybody deals with Hanukkah. Not the Neiros, and not the even the Hallel or the Alanisim, and these type of things. We're talking about the Kriyas HaTorah on Hanukkah. And it's two fascinating points that I wanted to get into regarding the Kriyas HaTorah that we see in Hanukkah. And it connects well with learning Hilchos Tefillah, so Kriyas HaTorah is part of Tefillah as well. But two points that we're learning from Kriyas HaTorah in Hanukkah, which seems to be maybe shedding light on different things that we do, different minhagim that we do, and how we understand Kriyas HaTorah. So I'm not 100% sure that everything is going to be, that we come out with a conclusion of understanding of each reason what we're doing, but at least we come to know what the minhagim are. So let's start with the following. The Shulchan Aruch, number one, on the right side of the page, Tafresh Peidal, that's the last simon, Shulchan Aruch, regarding Kriyas HaTorah on Hanukkah. The next simon starts going into the halachas of Purim, Arba Parshiyos. The next simon is Arba Parshiyos, which is in Chodesh Adar. So the simon, the last simon for Chodesh for Hanukkah, the Shulchan Aruch brings that we lay in the Torah on Hanukkah, as we know. So in Sif Aleph, he starts where we start from. Shulchan Aruch Ramah discuss where exactly we start on the first day of Hanukkah, tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. And then it says the following. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, go towards basically 6-7 lines from the top. It says, "Bayom Hasheni." What are you laying in the second day of Hanukkah? In other words, what are you laying during the days of Hanukkah? After the first day, we read the Hanukkahs and Nesim. We read the Nesim that came and brought Karbonis to the Mishkan. And as they're going and bringing, they didn't bring it here in the sheet. The going really read Magen Avraham mentions something similar, but the Gaon brings it in full, the Medrash that says, so what do we have to do with Hanukkah and the fact that the Mishkan was built? Because the Mishkan was finished, the construction and preparing of the Mishkan was finished on Chaf Hei Kislev, on Hanukkah, in the time of the Midbar. But Hashem said, don't build the Mishkan until you get to Nisan, until you get to Pesach time. Shkodesh Nisan. For whatever that reason is. So Kislev, as the Lashon Melech is, felt a little bit insulted. It's not nice. I was supposed to have the Mishkan by me. So Shmuel said, don't worry, I will give you a Chanukah, not the Chanukah of the Mishkan, but there will be the Chanukah of Beis Chashmonoi when they will purify Beis HaMikdash Hasheni by at the time of Chanukah, that will be in Chofi Kislev. And that's what we have to do. We have Chanukahs and Nesim together with Chanukah. That's what we lay in the Nesim, the brother Karbonis, when the Mishkan was built, you laid it on Chanukah. Now, so the first day you start from the beginning of the parasha, you divide a Kohen Levi Yisrael. That's the first part of the Mishkan that I'm going to go into today. What do you do the second day? Now, what happens like this? We take the Nisim, call it almost literally, meaning we take the second day that the Nasi brought a Chanukah Mishkan, and we read the second day on Chanukah, the second day of Chanukah. So every Nasi, Pasha's Nasi, you have the Nasi brought a Korban to Beis HaMikdash, and you have for every day one Nasi. So the first day brought Shevet Yehuda. And then the other Shvatim brought the other days. Second day, you read in the second day of Chanukah. Third day, the third day of Chanukah. Fourth, the fourth day of Chanukah. The problem is that you have only, I think, 6 psukim on each parasha. So how do you divide it between 3 aliyahs? You have to have 3 people going to the Torah. So what do we do? It says Shulchan Aruch, Bayom Sheni, Koyre koyen b'yom sheni, ad par echad bin bokar. V'levi ad b'yom shlishi. Meaning you divide that parsha that you're going to learn of the second day into two. The 6 psukim. The first 3 you learn for the koyen, and the second one for the levi.
The second three.
So that's how you fill up that day of Hanukkah. Now what do you do with Yisrael? Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'Yisrael choyzer v'koyre b'yom sheni v'alderz v'chol yom. The Yisrael will repeat what the Kohen and Levi read. So, if you give the Siddur the Siddur that you have, yeah. Shkeach, sorry. Shkeach, that's right. I used it. What did he use it for that? So we have b'yom sheni, hikri, v'kriv is korbanoi, and it goes on, till kafachas hazo melo ha'ktoiris. That's your Rishi. Continuing the parasha, Pai Echad ben Bakar, Sir Echad, Zevach HaShlamim, and you get to Zekor ben Nisal ben Tzur, the second day. So now the next, the Levi will repeat that parasha for the beginning, according to Shulchan Aruch.
Yisrael.
So repeat it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Ramah, Hagol, V'yesh oimim sheYisrael koyer b'yom shelacharov, tari b'yom eshlishi v'chem echol yoyim v'chem noyagim. Says no. What Yisrael is going to lane is not, when you're going to lane for the Yisrael, is not repeating the first two, but continuing to the next day. So the second day of Chanukah, that's what we know here, in Chutz La'aretz. What we do is, we lane, the Kohen lanes half of today's day, second day of Chanukah, he lanes half of the second day. The Levi lanes the second half of the second day, and the Yisrael lanes what? The next day, the third day. That's what it is.
And what happened on day one?
Day one, we have much more to lane, because we start from the beginning of the parasha. So there's a whole beginning to the parasha that says, when Moshe Rabbeinu conclude the Mishkan, and what do we do? So you build that up, you have enough room to do that. But from the second day on, you don't go from there, you just do the second day. So the Shaila is, what is the Yisrael lane? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yisrael repeats with the Kohen and Levi lane. And the Ramah says, the Yisrael goes to the next day. Even though the next day has nothing to do with today. And we don't have a Sfeika de Yoyman by Chanukah. By Chanukah, you don't do double days. We have only one day per day. You light only one, you know, the one number of candles for that day. So you're laning the Levi, the Yisrael is waiting the next day just because you don't want to repeat with the first two laned. That is the Machloikis, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. Does the Yisrael go back and lane with the Kohen and Levi laned, or the Yisrael lanes the next day? As the Goyen says in number two over here, what is this Machloikis? This Machloikis depends on another Machloikis. What's the other machlekes? Says, look at the Goyen in number two. He's showing Taya Plukta Deleil Simen Tafir Samach Gimel. We'll see that in 1 second. V'tam Svar Rishayin Hashayin Likoy Shaloy Minyan Ayayim. The first one says you go back, because why should I read the third day? Today's the second day of Chanukah. So why should I lane the next day? Kamosh Kadu could do Reish Pekim the Megillah. V'svar Shini Asvir Lay Dimiyoyim Amachos Eino Shaloy Minyan Ayayim. The Ramah says, no, it's all Chanukah. So second day, third day, it's okay to lane the next day. That's what he brings. He brings the Tosfos in Sukkah, which we'll see soon. So that's what he says, that's the Machlekes. So, Machlekes Shulchan Aruch Ramah, does the Yisrael repeat, or the Yisrael continues on? What do we do? Say Ashkenazim, in Chutz La'aretz, we do like the Ramah, and we lane the next day. That's what we do. If you look at the Siddur, the Art Scroll, what is Yisrael? We have lanes by Yom Shlishi. On the second day, lanes by Yom Shlishi. That is all in Chutz La'aretz. What about Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, Minig Ashkenaz, the Ashkenazim, they do like the Shulchan Aruch. They do first half, second half, and then repeat what the first two did. Why we do that? Why is Eretz Yisrael different? So one could say, the reason is simple. In Eretz Yisrael, where the Bisya Yosef lived in Tzfas, many minhagim were taken from the Bisya Yosef. There's a few minhagim that we have that in Eretz Yisrael, the Ashkenazim do like the Sfaradim. They took over like the Sfaradim minhag. For example, the classic example, is do you say Moirid Hatol in the summer? Right? When we daven Shmoneh Esrei, do you say Moirid Hatol? The Nusach Sfarad is to say it. Nusach Ashkenaz and Chutz La'aretz, you do not say Moirid Hatol. But when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they started saying Moirid Hatol because they took over the Minhag Beis Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. That's one example. Another example is Birkas HaChodesh. This is a little less, called less Nergia. It's not so important from a halachic perspective because Birkas HaChodesh is not Me'akev. It doesn't, you don't need it. Even if you don't do it, it's okay. But in Birkas HaChodesh, what's the Nusach that we have? So Nusach Ashkenaz and Chutz La'aretz is very short. It's a two-line thing, right? Very short. So Sfarad is nice and big. Nusach Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael has a longer Nusach, similar to the Sfarad, because they took over that Nusach. So one could say that in Eretz Yisrael, the reason Nusach Ashkenaz, Yisrael lanes back, and does like the Shulchan Aruch, because we do the Beis Yosef in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutz La'aretz. But I want to suggest maybe that no, you see, that's not the reason. You see that in Mi'ikar Adin, maybe the Ramah will agree that in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you do. Maybe. Let's see. So the Gaon tells us, go look at another halacha that related to this sugya. And that's the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Chol HaMoed Sukkos is also very similar in terms of what you lay in, because you lay in that day. You're laying the day of the Korban. Because we have in the Korban a Musaf that you have in Sukkos. It says in the Torah that in the first day you bring this and this Korban. And the second day you bring this and this Korban. And the third day you bring this and this Korban. And that's what we lay in. That's what we lay. So the problem is you have one little Korban Sukkos. The Korban Sukkos is basically you just bring the Korbanos of that day. Yeah, let's just open it up over here. And the Korban of Sukkah, it's sick as it says, you have, basically, it's three psukim. The whole Musaf is three psukim. Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaRevi'i. So what do you do? How do you do four kruim? Because you have your Tzchol HaMoed, you have to have four people go to the Torah. So how do you do the four kruim? Machleg is Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the top of your 7 Gimel, number 3 in your page, on the top of the side of the page. Says the Shulchan Aruch, so first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the second day of Sukkos, meaning in Eretz Yisrael for sure, but I'm saying Chutz Laaretz, it's the second day, at least in theory. The Kohen reads, lanes, b'yom hasheni. The Levi lanes, b'yom hashlishi. The Yisrael, now, meanwhile, we're still okay. Why? Because in Chutz Laaretz, we have a Sveika de Yoyma when we get to Sukkos. So you have 2 days of Yontif because you're not sure what day is Yontif. So when you get to the first day of Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed may be the first day, the second day of Sukkos, but maybe the third day of Sukkos. Depends if Sukkos started 2 days ago or 1 day ago. So what do you do? Well, the Kohen lanes Sheni, which is maybe the day. Levi lanes Shlishi, which is also maybe the day. What is the third Korban? What the Yisrael? What does he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yisrael choizer vekoyre bayoyim hashlishi. He repeats that last kriya of the Levi. The Levi lane bayoyim hashlishi, which may be bayoyim hashlishi. So the Yisrael goes and lanes that one again. Ve'arivi, what does the fourth one? Koyis feke deyoyima, he lanes the suffix of that day. So he goes like this. You take the second and third day, or both, the Sveika de Yoyma. I mean, today it could be either the first day of Chol HaMoed. It's either the second day or the third day. So you have the second and third day. Kohen lanes the second. Levi lanes the third. The third one lanes the third again. And the fourth one lanes second and third. Why second and third? That's Sveika de Yoyma. We'll see soon in the tesis. The fourth one is the main, kriya of the day. Today, what day is it? It's like whenever we daven in Sukkos, we do 2 days, right? We've done the Musaf of Sukkos. We mentioned the day that could be today or the day of tomorrow. We always do that. So Revi is laying the Sveika de Yoyma. So Kohen lanes, Sheni, Levi, Shlishi. The Yisrael repeats the Shlishi. Revi says Sheni, Shlishi again. That's what Shulchan Aruch learns. Comes the Ramah, says the Ramah, Hago. No. I agree with you, Kohen and Levi. The Kohen lane Sheni, the Levi lane Shlishi. The Shlishi lanes Yom HaRevi, which is that's not the suffix of the day. The first day of Chol HaMoed may be the second day of Sukkos, or the third day of Sukkos. It's definitely not the fourth day of Sukkos. But you don't go back the third one. He will continue on. But then I agree with you, the fourth one needs to lay in the second day. He's going to go back and do Yom HaSheni or Yom HaShlishi.
Why does he say it's okay after he says it's not okay to go back? The next lady.
So you have to, it's a good question. You ask a good question. Comes up for the Ramah, the Mr. Kelly are a little bothered and say, listen, the Revi is the main guy. He needs to lay in the day, today's suffix. That's how it works. It has to be that way. But the first three, you start with this day, but the third one does not have to lay in the day of today, so you can continue on. Why does the fourth one have to do the Sveika de Yoyma? Not so clear. But that's how it comes out. Tais also mentions it. The fourth one is the main one he lays Sveika de Yoyma. So the fourth one, we have to go back. But the third one, you don't. So the third one, what are you going to do? Can you go back or you continue on? Shchanan says, go back. The Rambam says, continue on. So what do? You do Sheini, Shlishi is the Kohen and Levi. The question is, and the Revi will repeat that. It seems like you don't have no way out of that. The question is, what was the third one going to do? Will the third one continue on or you'll go back? So the Shchanan says, go back. The Rambam says, continue on. Don't confuse you over here, but Tosis has a little different way to do that. He wants to say that Kohen does Sheini, Levi Shlishi, Yisrael does Sheini, and then the Revi does Revi Shlishi. You just go back and forth, same thing. Okay. But that Shukhanov says, don't go on to the day which is not today. Just go backwards. And Rama says, I prefer not to go backwards. As the Goyen says over there, if you look at number 5 of the Bureau Girl, says the Goyen, Uvayomer Yishoyin, the ain't likers of Parsha Sheini Minyana. Says Shukhanov says, should I read the next day? I have to read the day of today. And that's where he brings his Megillah. And he brings a raya that you don't care to repeat yourself, you have to. Right? That's what he says. Okay. Now, so seemingly, like as the Goyen says in Hanukkah, they're going Lashitasa. The Shulchan Aruch says, I prefer to repeat than to read something which doesn't belong for today. So the same way in Hanukkah, after the Shlishi is now continuing to next day, but you're just going to repeat what the first two learned. So also in Sukkot, the Shlishi is not going to the next day, but he's going to repeat what the Levi learned. And the Ramah, that holds that in Hanukkah, I go to the next day. So also by Sukkot, you go to the next day. Very nice fitting each other, right?
It's Lashitasa, yes, but when it comes to Sukkot, those events happen on that day of Tesvav, Tishrei, Tezayin, Tishrei. By Hanukkah, we're relating something that happened in Nisan.
Right. It's a good era.
And also in volume, every day of Sukkot will be covered. You have 12 Nisim and 8 days of Hanukkah.
We're cram. Right.
So what do you do? Like you say, you have to be in Hayom. What do you do on the last day?
But it's a good point. But you see for me, basically to answer both of these questions, is that the day of the Nasi has to relate to the day of Hanukkah. And you ask, listen, it wasn't that day. It was a different day. It seemed like to be the potential was supposed to be that day. Because if the Mishkan would be built at that time, so then the Nisim would come these days. The Mishkan was supposed to be built on Hanukkah. So the Nisim were supposed to come in the days of Hanukkah. The first 8 to see in the first 8 days of Hanukkah. It didn't happen. So Akash Bogu, so to speak, told Kislev, don't worry. We'll do a repeat of it later. So even though it didn't really happen then, we used that as if it happened. That's how we treat it that way. So therefore, the day of the Nosev, Yom HaSheni, is Yom HaSheni, not Yom HaShlishi. That's what the Goyen says. The Ramosa, the Rishkonach, I'm not going to read the next day. It's not that day. Okay, but it's a good point. Now, yes.
Going to Revi, that's not being a different.
But it's a different. No. Correct. But still, you say every Nosi had a different Kavana. That's why Torah repeated it. So it's not exactly the same thing, even though it's the same physical thing, but not the same spirit. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's different. We consider it to be different. Very good. Lamaisa comes out to be. So the Shanach Ramolach Rilishitasim. Excellent. Right? Great. But now, let's go see what the Ramos says. What happens in Eretz Yisrael? Happens to be. Not in Chanukah. Chanukah is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, what we do in Eretz Yisrael. But in Sukkot, it does mention. Says in Shulchan Aruch, what do you do in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say G'day Yayma. Now again, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you don't repeat, you don't continue to a day, which is not today's date. So in Chutz Laaretz, you have Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi, Koyen, Levi. Yeah, what do you do with the Shlishi? Yisrael will lane with the Levi lane, and then the Revi will go back. What do you do in Eretz Yisrael? Says in Shulchan Aruch, look at the bold lines at the end of number 3. Uve'eretz Yisrael she'ein shasfeket ha'yoimo ein korim b'chol yoim ela korban ha'yoim bilvad. You just slain that day. But yoim ha'sheini shurishul chol ha'moed korim b'yom ha'shlishi. The korim lanes yoim ha'sheini. Sorry. V'ashloish ha'yoim ha'chav chozrim v'korim oiso parsho atzvo. What do you do in Eretz Yisrael? The korim lanes b'yom ha'sheini three psukim. And the levi lanes b'yom ha'sheini. And the Shlishi lanes, the Yom HaSheni, three psukim. And the Revi lanes, Yom HaSheni, three psukim. You go to Yitzhak of Sukkot, that's what happens. They lane the same thing 4 times. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, very good, the Shitasa. The Shulchan Aruch holds, I don't want to go to the wrong day. I don't mind repeating. So I'll repeat 4 times. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Ramah here doesn't say a thing. The Ramah doesn't say, no! According to me, continue on to the next day. The Ramah, the Shitasa should have said that the Levi should lay Yom HaShlishi, and the Yisrael Shalei Yoyima Revi, and then the Revi, who's the main guy, he will go back to Yom HaSheni. Ramon does not argue. Ramon does not argue. So Shiloh is, why is he arguing? What should be, what's the difference? Chori should say, I hold you don't repeat. If you can avoid it, you try not to repeat. So why in Eretz Yisrael he agrees with the Rosh Chodesh, they do repeat? Some want to say, maybe in the Chodesh, they're more arguing, just doesn't have to mention it. Ramon's a Chutzart, so he wrote it for Chutzart, they didn't want to repeat it. The Goyen, if you look at number five again,
physically you're saying the same thing, but spiritually you're saying something different.
Number five, he says, can we Tosefta the Pelagim the Megillah? I want to bring him in space anyone on this page. That the Tosefta says that exactly like Shulchan Aruch, you repeat yourself four times. Basheni, what are you laying? Bayam Hasheni only. Four times. Bashlishi Bayam Shlishi, Bravi Bayam Ravi, Bachamishi Chamishi, Shivashishi, Shimashvi, you spring the Sefta. Says the Goyen, he ends with really a kasha on the Ramah. Umikan Raya Lisfar Shulchan Aruch Bechutz La'aretz. They ain't crying Bayam Machas. Says the Goyen, what's the difference? So the same way in Eretz Yisrael, you see that you just repeat yourself because it's the Sefta, and Ramon's not arguing. So the same thing should be in Chutz La'aretz. So the Goyen stays with the question on the Ramon. See, he says, it's only the Sefta for Rashis. So the Ramon's not arguing that. So the same way in Eretz Yisrael, you don't repeat yourself. So you should not repeat yourself in Chutz La'aretz. Should not go back. You should not do it again. If you look at number six. The Ramah, the Bikur Yankiv, really brings this question as well. Look at Bikur Yankiv number six. So the Ramah Shapoyski, she says Rashi, She Yisrael Yikur B'Yom Revi, Harei She Yoyser Magdimim Likur Mashayin Ayoyim Yisrael Ayoyim, Mishikor Yisrael Mashakor Akvar. We want to do, it's better not to lay in something which is in longer today. Right, again, just to define the Machloikis. According to the Shulchan Aruch, I prefer to repeat and not to read something which doesn't belong to today. According to the Ramah, I prefer to read something which belongs to tomorrow, as long as, and not to repeat myself. So the psalm, can God marry to souls as a Bikur Yaakov? I am Lam Lino, can? She yukra koyim b'yam ha-sheni, alei b'yam ha-shlishi, so b'yam ha-vi, v'arvi b'yam ha-sheni. V'im can, says the Bikur Yaakov, tzorech iyun, l'minag b'nei ashkara, shoyin l'nei to soul, what should they do? He brings, he don't mean tell what he's going to do. That's what it says. So he says, he ends the last four lines of the Bikur Yankiv. He says, Efshar, Shag b'chutzot shekol yom sofek hu doichim likros dover chodesh. Chutzot, we have a sofek, so anyway, we're laying something else. I mean, so shevadayu, and doichim vada likros dover chodesh. Right? So I know exactly what the day is. Chutzot's I'm like in a doubt. What day is it? Today? Tomorrow? Hey, we read something else. And so I know, so I just read that day. But it doesn't answer so much, right? So, seems to be, and this is where we need a little more explanation, but maybe one could say that Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramah says like this, I don't want to repeat myself in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, I agree to repeat myself. Why? So here's where I was searching a lot. I couldn't find a Makor Meferish. I once heard from my uncle, Barry Bergman, he had a whole Mahalach, to say that Eretz Yisrael, when you lean the Torah is the Torah itself. I'm not teaching you the Torah, but the Torah itself is revealing itself in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah, doesn't matter if you understand or doesn't understand, you have a gedusha on the Torah. Even if the Torah does not have an explanation, it's the Torah itself. So if I repeat the same word again and again and again and again and again, with the same pasuk again and again, with the same pasuk again and again. Am I losing your Torah? No. Because the Torah is called Torah be'etzim. It's the Torah itself. So therefore, if you repeat yourself many times, it doesn't bother me. But in Chutz La'aretz, I treat the Torah's read as a hayra, not only as the Torah itself. It's read as explanation, as a teaching. So if I'm repeating myself again and again and again, it's like, come on, how many times do you repeat yourself? It's not the Torah itself, it's what you're teaching me. So you're teaching, you have to make sense. So in Chutz La'aretz, I try to avoid repeating myself. But in Eretz Yisrael, I don't try. I didn't find a marker to that, so I'm just saying it. But maybe what I'm trying to prove from here is, I don't know the reason. So I still don't have you know, a good enough reason except this one. But why is Eretz Yisrael different than Chutzarts? But what you see from the Shulchan Aruch Tafir Samach Gimel is that Eretz Yisrael, the Rama agrees, if you repeat yourself, it's Nishka Ferelch. I'm okay with repeating myself. And Chutzarts, I have a problem. With that, you may come and say that maybe that's a Pshat of Chanukah as well. And Chanukah, the reason why Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutzarts, and here you don't have a Sfeika the Yerimah. But in Chanukah, what do? And in Chutzarts, you, after the Kohen reads the first half, and the Levi reads the second half, the Yisrael goes to the next day, according to the Rama. And the Yisrael repeats it. So we asked, why is the Yisrael different than Chutzarts? So maybe the Yisrael, they took over the Minig of the Bishay Yosef. Saying, based on Simat Tafer Shabbat Gimel, you see, the Rama and the Yisrael does not argue, whatever the reason is. So maybe also in Chanukah does not argue, even though he does not mention it, but it could be that that would be the reason that in Chanukah you do it this way. Just to point that out. That's one Ha'orah on the Kriyas Torah in Chanukah. The laning in Eretz Yisrael is different than the laning in Chutzarts. In Chutzarts, you lay in the next day. In Eretz Yisrael, you repeat. Because repeating in Eretz Yisrael is okay according to Rama, but not in Chutzarts. And we still need to explain why exactly is that the reason. That's what you see for some time we saw. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two. Another interesting thing. I'll try to squeeze it in the time that we have. This year we have a special thing. We have on Shabbos a Rosh Chodesh Tevis that falls on Shabbos, which brings together three things: Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. Rare. Usually you don't have three things that come together, but you have it here. And therefore, Shkolim and Chodesh is the other occasion you can have it. Also, it doesn't happen every year. It's not, it's less of a Me'oira, it's more of a Kriya, but you're right. That's the next time we'll see in a second. Says the Gemara in Megillah, number 7, says the following. Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechad B'Shabbos Mevim Sholosh Toiris. You take a three Sefer Torah. Rare occasion. V'Koyim Ben Echad B'Yon Shayoyim. One, you read Kriyas HaTorah. Parshat HaShavua. V'Echad. By the way, you see over here that Parshat Shavuot is called Yinyan and the Yerushal Yoyim. Interesting, right? Why is Parshat Shavuot Yerushal Yoyim? I'm reading, whatever, I'm reading, Laini Yisrael has to do with this, what does it have to do with Yerushal Yoyim? You see from here, what brought down at Sefer Chassidus, that whatever's going in this Parshat has to do with today. The Seder, Ve'echad B'deo Shchaydish, the second Kriyas of Tehya is Shchaydish. Ve'echad B'charuko, three Kriyas. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues later in that daf. Where it says, eat by the end of the line, when Shchodesh is on a weekday, this year we'll have it on Sunday, next Sunday. So you lay three Shchodesh and one Chanukah. If you have Dimi, Dimi, Chayfa, Amar, no, Korot, Lasso, Bechanukah, Bechadu, Shchodesh. You do three Chanukah, one Shchodesh. That's how you do it. So in other words, what is more important to do? The Chanukah, or in other words, you do three Chanukah and then one Shchodesh? Three Shchodesh, one Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Omer Amani kam say that Yitzchi Ravcha was terrible. The Tadir Mishenu Tadir Tadir Koydim. Rosh Chodesh should be first. Three, that's what we do. Three Kriyas Rosh Chodesh. And then Chanukah. Why? Tadir Mishenu Tadir. The Gemara says,
we're talking about what's read first or what's read more.
Here it's both. The Mishmos of the Gemara is that we're talking about the first. Whoever the first is, there'll be three. It's like a Maftir. The Maftir is only one. You don't do one and then you take it. You do Kriyas Levi Yisrael. And then you do the second one. So he says like this. Omavad, because that Dimi is by holding the other one, Migram Levi Shavar Rosh Chodesh. The only reason you have a fourth Kriya is because Rosh Chodesh, Kerach Revi Rosh Chodesh by Mikri. And the Gemara says at the end of the day that you don't Mashgeh Bechanaka, we do Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Deikar. So the Gemara here mentions the idea already, Rosh Chodesh Chanaka, Tadir Vishayna, Tadir, Tadir Kaida. Okay. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, this is the Gemara we mentioned at the end of the Shir last week. The Gemara says the following: Omar Rova, Pshitali, number 8 at the bottom of the page. Ner beis ovi ner Chanukah ner beis odif. You have your own candle or the candle of Chanukah. In other words, candle of Shabbos, candle of Chanukah. What comes first? I mentioned last week's year. What ner beis ovi odif mishu shloim beis ovi. Shabbos is shloim bayis. Shloim bayis comes first. Okay. Ner beis ovi kiddush hayoyim. What's better? Ner beis ovi mishu shloim bayis beis ovi. You have wine or candle of Shabbos. Candle is more important. Shloim bayis. Boy Rova, ner Chanukah the kiddush hayoyim mal. You have Kiddush, and you have Chanukah. What goes first? Kiddush Yom Adif, they're Tadir. You have Tadir. Again, Tadir. Or do Menei Chanukah Kodim Yishu Pisum Niso. So what's better? Tadir Yishu Tadir or Pisum Nes? Says the Gemara Basli Yibayah, the Parashat Menei Chanukah Kodim Yishu Pisum Niso. So he says Pisum Nes comes first. So when I have a debate between Tadir Yishu Tadir and Pisum Nes, what trumps what? Pisum Nes trumps the Tadir. Look at Tosis. So, interesting enough, when the Gemara later asks what comes first, what are we reading first? What laying first? What is Chanukah? What is Chanukah comes before Chanukah? Because Tadir Yishu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. What about the fact that Chanukah maybe is Pirsum Aneis? So maybe you could say maybe Kriyas HaTorah is not Pirsum Aneis. But let's see Tosis over here. Says Tosis, and that plagued in Shabbos, V'nir L'Rajbo. Keshechal Rosh Chodesh Tevis Liyos B'Shabbos. Or what's happening this year? Sheesh Laftir B'Neris HaZachariah. What should be the Haftarah? The Haftarah should be Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? Usually when you have a regular regular Rosh Chodesh that falls on a Shabbos, you lay in the Parashah, then you lay in Maftir of Rosh Chodesh, and you do Haftarah Shemayim Kisi. Which is for the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. What do you do when you have Shabbos and Chanukah? Which Haftarah? Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh? Says you do Chanukah. Why? Pesuv Niso. For lo yibas Shabbai Kiddush, you have Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Void. Kevet Shem Haftir Kor Rosh Chanukah, Yishol Haftir Miyad Shekor. Says also, we're laying, we're ending with Chanukah. That's the last Kriya. So therefore, the Haftarah needs to be connected to the last Kriya. Uma Shemagdim in Likud Rosh Chodesh. So why do you lay in Rosh Chodesh first? I can do both, says Tosis. This answers the question of the Gemara. You're right. If I have to choose either Tadir or Pisubanes, Pisubanes comes first. But here I can do both. I will do Pisubanes. So then Tadir should go first. So he says, Chris says Pisubanes. I agree. And also, he mentions the sword. Kriyas HaTorah means that's always Pirsumanes. Sheinu Maski Baneiros Kuba Haftarah. Voinu L'Rajba ends the taste of the name of the Rajbo. They're not the Rajbo that we have. The other Rajbo is Al-Keni Gdimu Shur Shredish. Shredish goes first. Kedish Shavtiri Yikro B'Shachalik Evitim B'Shachar Yisachar. So he says like this. I want to lay in Shredish first. Because I want to end with Chanukah, so I can do the Haftarah of Chanukah, because Haftarah of Chanukah is the biggest person of Neis, because I speak about Neiris. The Neiris of Zachariah, they saw Menoiro, so I want to speak of the Menoiro, so laning in Shul is person of Neis. And I want to, the Haftarah is even a bigger person of Neis, so I want the Haftarah to be Chanukah. So Tani says there's two reasons why I want to lane Rosh Chodesh first. First, Tadir Shadi Tadir, Tadir Koydir. Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah. The second reason is, because of Pirsum Aneis, I want to end with Chanukah, so I can do the Haftarah of Chanukah, so therefore I learn Rosh Chodesh first. So two reasons why here, Bedavka, I want Chanukah to be a dent. We don't have time to go to the Rosh and the Tesh Megillah, but it has to do with this. The problem is like this. The case that we're discussing is, and this happened in Shkolim a few times. What happens if a person, if they did a mistake? They took a three Sefer Torah. And then after they finished the parasha, or they read the sixth scream, they took out the Gabi made a mistake. He put out the one of Chanukah, they did Baruch Hu, they started laning. So the discussion happens, they didn't start laning. But they started laning in Chanukah. And they said, oi, Rosh Chodesh is coming after. What?
Is it Eretz Yisrael?
So there's no difference, right? So you're laning Chanukah, now you're laning Rosh Chodesh. Now, so what do you do? So you should lay Rosh Chodesh next, because we have to lay both. What should be the Haftarah? Should the Haftarah now be Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh? So mitzad, the fact that you ending with Rosh Chodesh, you should lay in the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. But mitzad Pisum Aneis, you should do Pisum Aneis. So look at the Biur Halacha, number 11. This is the Biur Halacha.
I say Chanukah.
So Rosh Chodesh Tei Shechah B'Shai Shetzok Latzik Gil Asfarim Minyoni Chanukah Koyim B'Shleishis. Im Tov V'Kor B'Shei Shechanukah. You made a mistake. And you lay in Chanukah the second one. Ubashtish was Rosh Chodesh, and the third was Rosh Chodesh. Mikol Mekom Koyim after Rosh Chanukah, like you said, Shubisu Niso. That's it brings Chayodom. Okay, it's a mitzah, they got Pirmi Goyim, so Edvar, and Sham, and Mikol Mekom B'diyev, the Kof Tosh Chodesh, Shvay Kisi Yotsu. So he says, in other words, we have two reasons the Tosh is pushing for, that after will be Chanukah. First, Tadu Shia Tadu Koyim. And second is that you want to do Pirmi Niso. Meaning, the Haftarah has to go with the last one. So So that's the pursuit of Yisrael. And I want Rosh Chodesh to be first. So if Rosh Chodesh came to be second, I don't have any more the idea that Haftarah is connected to the last one. I have only the pursuit of Yisrael thing. So it says that we are lucky, you do the pursuit of Yisrael. Interesting enough, out of the 2 weeks we have, is that, like you mentioned, there is two more times they have three Sefer Torah. One is in when Parsha Shkolim falls on Shabbos, and the other one is Parsha Sachodesh falls on Shabbos. Then you have also three Sefer Torah, because in these cases you also have Rosh Chodesh. So you have Parsha Shavua, you have Rosh Chodesh, and then either Parsha Shkolim or Parsha Sachodesh. What happens there if we made a mistake? And instead of laning Achodesh the last one, we lane Rosh Chodesh the last one. Do you do the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? Or you do the Haftarah of the Arab Parshias that you want to do, that we're laying those 4 weeks? There's no Pesubi Nisa. So what do you do then? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah number 12. This is the Mishnah Berurah. V'imalka shegoi ha-Parsha Shabbos tov v'loka sevetoyo shetam v'gulgel ha-Parsha Shkolim. He said Shabbos, then Shkolim. U'bir l'fonel v'itchil l'kois, yisai Parsha Shkolim. Then do Shkolim. V'chakik la'aloi sevetoyo shetishis v'mavta yikoyim v'Parsha Shkodesh. Nekos v'Shkodesh. V'aftoro yoyimar? Shemayim Kisi. Then he says Shemayim Kisi because the last one. Me'achash because the turn is time yet Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. V'chen hu adim v'Shabbos Parsha Chodesh. Same thing. Shabbos Chodesh v'Shabbos ikdim v'Shabbos Parsha Chodesh. So the Mishmur says then you do it with the last one. So it comes out to be the following thing. This is just an interesting footnote. Parsha Chodesh instead of Parsha Shkolim or Parsha HaChodesh. Right? So it comes out the following. And this is just an hour in going after Torahs in general. That in usual we have the rule that the Haftarah needs to fit the word we just laid.
Parsha.
We just read the Baftir. If you have a Parsha Shavua, regular Shchedesh to follow the Shabbos. What do you lay in Haftarah? Shemaim Kisi, or you lay in the Haftarah of that week? You lay in the Haftarah of that week. That's what always happens. When you have a Maftir of any type of Moyed, usually the whole Parsha will be different. But when you have a Maftir of something, you always wait the Haftarah that fits that Maftir. It'll be a Rosh Chodesh. It will be Chanukah, which is not a Rosh Chodesh. You'll always lay the last one. You'll lay when it comes to you always go with the last thing you laid. But there are exceptions to this rule. One exception is, let's call the class exception, is when you have in Chodesh of an Elul, starting with Tammuz, you lay in the Shleish of the Paranus of Shiva the Nechamta. You lay in Haftarahs that have to do with the time that we're being on. That Haftarah has nothing to do with the Pasha. So that Haftarah stands on its own. So the Haftarah then is not something which is part of that. There's also the Shulchan Aruch brings, we don't know like that, la'alacha, that sometimes they used to do Haftarahs for a Chassan. So when a Chassan came to Shul, you would lay in Haftarahs nothing to do with the Pasha. So you see that in general, the Haftarahs have to be connected to the Pasha. But you have exception to the rule when there are things that trump that rule. So here, this is what comes out of here. When you have we don't have a Pesuv Nisa, so then, and just you're laying a Pasha, we're laying our Pashas, which Chazal gave us in Chodesh Adar. So then, if I stick to the rule that the Haftarah do with the last thing you read. So if I lay in Chodesh later, I'll say Haftarah, Shemayim Kisi, and then Haftarah of the our Pashas. But when you come to Chanukah, so except the fact you have the last thing that you read, you also have a Pesuv Nisa. And therefore, Pesuv Nisa, that trumps the other rule. And just what comes up from here is that you see that part of the tefillah is not just stop that you're davening and you're mentioning something. The tefillah, you're pursuing Nisa and Chanukah in different ways. What you ain't pursuing Nisa is obviously doing Lukas Neres. But in davening itself, the Haftarah is laying another pursuing Nisa. And we'll see, and if we'll do the share next week, I think you talk about Alanisim. Alanisim, according to Tosis in Shul, is pursuing Nisa as well. So when you're doing Haftarah, just think, pursuing Nisa. So maybe there's any when you are having Chanukah, if you let's say you want to leave for the Haftarah, just keep in mind the Haftarah of Chanukah is not a regular Haftarah. It's Haftarah of Pesuv Neis. It's part of it. Before I said the Neis of Chanukah. So I have a lichtig and a frelich Chanukah. Hashem.
Cancel the kiddush clubs. Very disappointed.